looked for like 10 minutes before I found Karen. She had a really good hiding spot, but I still won.
If you keep searching, you're gonna find what you're looking for. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm super glad that you're listening. If you're ever feeling sad or lonely, it might seem like Jesus is far away from you, like he doesn't even care. Or maybe you're trying to be a good Christian, but you don't know what Jesus wants you to do. Well, the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 29:13, has some great advice for you in both of these situations. It says, "You will find me when you seek me with all your heart." Our story today is called, "Seek Him with All Your Heart." Ready or not, here I come. Katie was playing hide-and-seek with her friend Karen. She searched in the bushes, up in the trees, and by the cars parked in the driveway. After a few minutes had gone by with no sign of her friend, she thought about giving up her search. "Karen," she called out. She heard Karen giggle from somewhere close by, but couldn't figure out where she was. She looked around, but couldn't see her. Katie thought about giving up again, but when Karen's mom stuck her head out the front door and told her to keep looking, Katie continued her search. She finally found Karen in a hollowed-out log in the backyard. "It took you a long time to find me," said Karen as they went inside for a snack. "I was beginning to think you gave up looking for me." Katie shook her head. "Nope. I thought about it, but I never stopped looking." This reminds me of a verse our teacher taught us at church yesterday, Jeremiah 29:13. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart," said Karen. "You searched for me and didn't give up, just like we shouldn't give up looking for Jesus." Katie was a bit confused. "Where do we look for Jesus?" she asked. "How can we search for God if we can't see him? I found you after a bit of searching, but we can't even see God." "Even though we can't see him, we know Jesus is always with us," Karen's mom said as she set glasses of lemonade on the table. "The Bible says he came to find us when we were lost in sin, and we can look to him for help in everything we face. We can seek his presence and guidance in our lives by talking to him in prayer and learning more about him and how he wants us to live. He reveals himself to us through his word, the Bible, and also through his church, you know, other Christians who show us his love." Karen nodded and took a sip of lemonade. "He's not hiding. Seek him with all your heart and you'll find him." So what about you? Have you ever searched for someone and had trouble finding them? Have you ever felt that way about God, as though you would never find him? Well, God is not hiding from you. He sent his son Jesus to find the lost so you could be saved. When you turn to Jesus and seek out his love, peace, and forgiveness, he promises that you'll find him. So, today, seek him with all of your heart. Our key verse is found in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
"You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
And our key thought today, continually seek Jesus. I hope you have a chance to catch the Keys for Kids stories at least a couple times a week. You know, we've made it even easier for you to do that with the Keys for Kids mobile app. You can get it on your smartphone or your tablet, whatever device you like to use best. The app has the Keys for Kids stories ready for you every day, and you can read it for yourself or listen along with me too. You can also learn more about the ABCs of salvation and reveal the key thought for the day and create your own account for our website, keysforkids.org. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so don't forget to look for it today. Just make sure to ask for your parents' permission. And if they say it's okay, go to your app store, search Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.